Hey class, Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. It's playoff time, baby. Now, I know it's not the ideal situation. We're not at home, we got to go on the road. But a player's got to do what a player's got to do. So let's revisit the Chalk Talk we had right before we played this team in Mexico City. The focus point that we're going to talk about is number 90, Jadeveon Clowney. I told you in the weeks prior when we played, right before we went to Mexico City, I told you that this player was going to be a wrecking shop because he's starting to play better football. Now this defense has moved up to number one total defense in the National Football League. They only give up about 20 points a game and less than 300 yards a game. That means they are a force to be reckoned with. Our boys are going to have their hands full. So as we take a look at this first play, this is in the first quarter of the Mexico City game. Clive Wolford is supposed to isolate block on Jadeveon Clowney, and the ball is supposed to come up here. But what Clowney does so well, especially against an undersized tight end, is he comes inside and disrupts it. Ends up tackling Jalen Richard for a 3-yard loss. Let's take a look. Now notice how he takes inside shoulder on Clive Wolford. The moment Jalen Richard gets the handoff, it's already disrupted. Tackle for loss. Clive's got to do a better job with his footwork. So you're coming up to me and saying, hey, Professor Kennedy, what are we doing? How are we going to block number 90? I tell you what, Coach Tyson and the staff in the second half wised up. They realized that they put a bigger body on the tight end position, they might have a better success at blocking him. That's exactly what they did with Menelik Watson. And this is a pass play. This is going to be an 8-yard completion to Cooper on the right-hand side. But with full protection, knowing that they're going to blitz, this is a good idea. Now, I know Menelik Watson started the game right tackle last week, so this might be at Austin Howard at this position, or it might reverse. You might go back Austin at right tackle, and Menelik might be the extra lineman. Either way, it gives you the advantage you need to block number 90. In this scenario, we're going to have Clive block a one-on-one with Menelik helping. These two have got these two. These two have got these two. Single, single. Okay? Now this is going to open up pass protection for Derek or Connor Cook in this situation to be able to look downfield and feel protected. Watch how this comes together. It's a 5-step drop. Derek's able to survey the field. Good protection. Stand and deliver. One-on-one coverage beaten by our receivers. Advantage Raiders. So we see in the second half we're able to get some things going, right? Well, they continue this in the fourth quarter. You watch this next play, just like the previous one. Menelik's lined up a tight end. You've got Clive Wolford on the outside. This time, Clive's going to release, and Menelik is going to be very aggressive on Jadeveon. Jadeveon's still going to try to use his speed to come inside, but watch how Menelik manhandles him. Four-man rush. Watch how Menelik handles him. He sees how he throws him inside. Great job by Menelik, using his quickness. Short completion, but Murray turns it into a big play. 39 yards down the field. So what do we learn today? Now, you can best believe a smart defensive coordinator like Romeo Cannell is going to bring the house on Connor Cook. And if the guys are able to block it up front, you're going to have one-on-one coverage with our receivers on their defensive backs on the back end, which should be prove bigger plays for us. On top of that, if you negate the blitz, then you're relegated to just rushing four. And in that case, you're going to have to find a way to stop number 90 from being in the backfield. They do a good job. We should come out winners. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Chalk Talk. Let's hope we see each other next week.